Hello and
welcome.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to the super special. Welcome to the very wonderful, utterly fantastic, dopely amazing special of a radio cartoon. Yeah, it's brought to us by It's brought to you by TTMG, otherwise known as, or should be called, the Thunder Morning. Oh yeah, yeah. We got bought out a while.
What, we told you?
Well, jokes on you, man. Anyway, here it is. Credits, names, and other things in an intro for a show. No, Margaret, you can't leave me. I am not ready to be alone. No, it's okay, but I'm not ready for it.
Okay, so that was just...
Say the script.
Now?
Yes.
Can I talk now?
Sir, you're live.
I don't understand this radio stuff.
Hey, they're here to hear you.
Now?
But no.
Say the script. Stop asking me questions. Just...
Hello!
There you go.
Hello! Do you...
Embrace it.
I don't
embrace
get it.
Fire him. Fire him. Bring in the new guy. Okay. Thank you. Yep. Three. Ready? Go.
Hello. There's a lot of things to say about the news today, but the most important one is the fact that the Christmas lights are the same color as the emergency lights.
No. Fire him. Fire him. He's out of here. He's out of here. Get the next one in. We're live, guys. Dead air.
Yes?
And now, the bit about the broken cuckoo clock. Here it is.
Okay, I guess it's time to go to bed now. I guess I better go set my alarm clock. Cuckoo! Oh, damn, like, really wasn't expecting that dumbass thing to do that. Well, let me just try setting again. Cuckoo! Ah, good grief. Man, this clock is just, it's really cuckoo, man. I don't know what to do about it. Okay, well, it seems to be working now. I guess I'll set it down and see what happens. Good grief, how am I ever gonna get any sleep? Like, this is really ridiculous. You know what? Let me see. Maybe it'll wake me up at 7 anyway. I'm just gonna go to bed now. I guess that's what I'll do anyway. Look at that. Doesn't know what to do. I guess I'll rewind it. Set it right there. Look at that. Doesn't know what to do. Look at that. I guess it's time to go to bed.
Calling all birds, calling all birds, calling all birds to the headquarters station for birds.
Owl reporting for duty.
Red tail hawk reporting for duty. Falcon with magnificent speed reporting for duty.
I'm the parrot and I'm so colorful, I'm awesome for duty.
I'm a pigeon and I'm reporting for duty. Coo.
I am a seagull and I'm at the beach for duty.
Wow. Thank you, all of the birds, for recording to the headquarters station for birds. It is amazing to see you all here. Now. Sorry for the weird little glitch there. It is time for all of you birds to join together and fight with the amazing headquarters station for birds against the cats of all ages.
This is the transformation music between the headquarters station for birds and the cats of all ages.
Meow. This is a message of terror from the cats of all ages. Meow. Meow. I said meow. This is a message of terror from the cats of all ages. Meow. Meow. You should be worried because I said our message of terror twice. Twice over. Meow.
Yes?
This is commercial time. Here's the first commercial.
show.
Sponsors. Are you tired of having to rely upon your sponsors to make any moolah? So was I, until I called my agent at 776.
Here's the second commercial.
So yeah, come on down to Agriculture for the Family and get your own first free package of watermelon seeds, apple seeds, orange seeds, and banana seeds, so that you can start your own garden and so that you can teach agriculture to your children and they can pass on to the generations.
Here's the third commercial.
The Thunder Morning Group is gonna be so very rad. That's all we can afford.
Here's the fourth commercial.
Hello, my name is Dr. In today's modern society, words are really confusing. I had a lot of people come up to me on the street and ask me questions such as, what is a Connex box? And I'd be like, sir, it's a C train. And they still would be confused. There were other times where I was walking along the street and they'd say, sir, what is identity? And I'd say, it really depends upon you and what you think it means, because I didn't want to get shot there right in the street. Anyway, those are a few examples of why I made my Dictiothoris.
This commercial is a strike.
It's against the Dictiothoris and the author. He should be put in prison because what he has to say is phobic. All kinds of phobic.
Yes?
Oops, is it my turn? Just call this a filler scene then.
Spud?
Yeah?
Spud, can you go tell Keith to stop playing his drums? He sounds like a damn idiot.
Oh, that's just me, Donnie. I mean, he built in all of those solar panels that one day so that he could power his computer so he could record his drumming. How would you make him turn it off? That's just mean.
Listen, Spud, emotions aside, I'm trying to get work done here, and that is just freaking annoying.
Emotions aside, you're kind of a dick, Donnie.
Wow.
The end.